Hi everybody, the Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist, I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to add one more little thing really quick that I happened to notice today, and it reminded me so much of what I had been talking about on this podcast in regards to hobbies and a confident person versus maybe somebody who's insecure, and how there can be middle grounds in there, by the way, because there can be people who are engaging with a hobby and they might not doing it, they're not doing it for show, but sometimes maybe someone's engaging with something that is getting their quirks out, meaning they're not doing it just because it's bringing them happiness. They're doing it because of some edgy, possibly therapeutic sort of interest. Like what I talked about with the play and the poetry and stuff. So I saw somebody today, and I won't say what activity they're engaged in, but they're engaged in something that's very social. And I guess you could almost compare it to a rock concert. Let's just say that they're just super obsessed with rock concerts and living a rock concert kind of life, right? Like, now are they into that because it generally brings them happiness? Or is it more because it's almost like a rebellious thing? Like they're getting, like sowing their wild oats type thing? Or, you know, is it... And when I say rock concert, I should say more maybe heavy metal. So is it like, you know, is there something there that they're getting out of their system? Like, is it therapeutic? Or is it a genuine hobby? You see what I'm saying? And I also want to point out, sometimes if a hobby can be kind of maybe quirky, like a quirky hobby that's very maybe eccentric type of a hobby, and you, it's very, like you're just fully enthralled with it. That could absolutely be because it brings you happiness. And sometimes I think though it can be because it's an edge. Like it's getting something out that you're almost raging about, or you want the world to know because you're just, you don't want to be a phony, right? It kind of thing or something like that. Rather than doing something because it actually brings you happiness. And I think that it's very telling when, like, let's say somebody's engaging with things because they're insecure, and so they're doing everything for an image. And like I said, that's not who they really are when they're doing that. When someone's engaging with a hobby because of how it's going to make them look, that's not really what they're interested in. That's not really... They're not engaging in something because of who they are. Like, who they are would be them engaging in a hobby that brings them happiness, no matter what it looks like. And people who are insecure don't do that. So the thing that I noticed is this person who I described who does that, who is insecure and engages with things for an image, if they were to be in the same room with somebody who's engaging in a hobby because they're genuinely brings them happiness, it would almost be like they're seeing an alien from outer space. It would almost be like maybe they would look down on it, or they would belittle it, or they would laugh at it. This insecure person, and that's where the rudeness comes in, right? It's almost like they're poo-pooing or looking down on this fact that this person has this genuine interest. And maybe it's kind of, you know, there's nothing maybe that impresses this rude person because they don't see the genuineness in it. And the rude person doesn't connect with people in genuine ways. It's like a foreign thing to them. And it's not something they're good at. And I think a lot of the insecure, rude person's relationships are like that. They're very superficial. And there's nothing really genuine there. There's not that genuine bond. Now, if there's somebody engaging with things for this quirky rage reason, they might get, I don't even know if they'd even be in the same room as somebody who's like this insecure, putting on a front type person, unless maybe it was a relative and you just happen to be around a situation where there's relatives and they're just very different and they're around each other because it's just family. So they're around each other. You know, but they definitely don't see things eye to eye. And I would say somebody, if that insecure, rude person is laughing at somebody who engages something, who engages with a hobby out of rage or to be quirky, I think that that would make major conflict. I think that that would be, it's almost like they both are in their hobbies for the wrong reasons. And they're the exact polar opposite reasons. One is doing it for an image and the other is doing it for like a therapeutic rage, to show the world, or, you know, to get something out of their system, because they're angry or they're trying to find a place of peace. But if somebody's being rude about that or looking down on it, I think it would create a huge clapback. Like, the other person would really find them offensive and it would maybe create an argument. Whereas the person who is engaging in their interests because it genuinely brings them joy and happiness, again, that's building confidence. And so if this rude person is looking down on them or whatever, I don't think the person who's engaging with their hobby out of genuine interest and happiness, they're probably not going to care that this rude person's being rude. They're just going to look at them as being rude, you know. And it's just, I just wanted to describe that's almost what it would look like. So it's, because I kind of felt that today. There was somebody who was sharing me an interest that they had that seemed definitely like a genuine interest that brought them happiness, because they had a big smile on their face the whole time they were talking about it. And it was a little bit of a quirky interest, but again, I don't think they were doing it solely to be different or to be edgy. I think it genuinely brings them happiness. And the first thing I was thinking about, okay, she's sharing me a hobby that she actually enjoys. I was like, this is a perfect example of somebody who is confident. They're building their confidence and they're sharing an interest that maybe some people might judge or they might think it's silly, but it's what she likes to do. And I don't think she's doing it for some ulterior motive, like to be edgy. I think it's just kind of what she thinks is fun. So she's doing it. So it was refreshing to see that. And I could totally envision if that other insecure person who I'm related to, who's rude, if they were in the same room, I think that they would be judging that person. They would be like, why are they into that? Or they're too old for that. Or that's dorky. Or, you know, like they would be giving off signals like that. Like they would be kind of eyeing them or looking at them in like a judgmental way or something. They would be looking down on them. So I just wanted to point that out, that it doesn't matter, you know, if that rude person does that, because they're probably doing things out of insecurity. And it was nice to see an example of somebody who so confidently and happily engages in and shares their activities, their hobby, because it was exactly what I've been talking about on here. So it was nice to see it. And if somebody has, you know, I think when we have complex PTSD and we do have low self-esteem, I think a lot of times we don't even engage in any hobby because we're always in survival mode, or for a lot of our lives, we're in survival mode. And a lot of the times we lose our identities in that. And so when you see somebody like this, it might be extremely inspiring when someone is sharing this genuine interest with you. you might be like drawn to them, you know, like a moth to a flame. And maybe you don't know where it's coming from, like why you're so drawn to this person, but it's because they're actually sharing you something that brings them confidence. And that might be something that's really shut down in us. So again, I just can't stress enough what it looks like, and the importance of it. So this is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.